Our reading from the Gospel of St. John today is probably one of the longer readings that you will hear in the life of the church. It is quite simply the story of the woman at the well. And it's a story that probably most of us have heard several times, probably a number of times. And it's unique in a variety of ways. One of the things that should strike us about this story has to do with us understanding of the relationship between men and women in Jesus' day. For the most part, in Jesus' day, men would only associate with women who were part of their family. You would talk to your daughter, a man would talk to his daughter, his sister, his wife, and they would do so, for the most part, out of the public eye. The only other time a man would talk to a woman is if she was engaged in a profession that is said to have been the oldest profession here on earth. I won't describe that for you. Those were the only times, in general, men would talk to women at all, and in public very rarely. In public very rarely. Women who worked in the household, for the most part, did what they needed to do in the household away from the public eye. They would do their marketing when they could, but for the most part, it wasn't like a husband and wife would go marketing together. That was something that just wasn't done. So for a man to talk to a woman who was not related to him was a remarkable thing. And we hear in today's gospel that it was a remarkable thing that Jesus would ask for a drink of a Samaritan woman, because Jews and Samaritans were kept apart. Our scripture says Jews did not share things in common with Samaritans. A good Samaritan, for the most part, would ignore a good Jew. And that's part of the reason why the story of the Good Samaritan is remarkable, because the Samaritan is willing to help someone who, under other circumstances, the people around him would have ignored. So it's even a more remarkable story. So Jesus is helping, is asking for a glass of water from a Samaritan woman, and he is doing so on their turf, that is to say, on Samaritan ground. And the woman has a conversation with Jesus, for he asks for water, and he and Jesus, for his part, offers the possibility of living water. And their conversation continues about the woman's background. Certainly, he calls for her husband to come back with her, and she answers, "I have no husband," and Jesus' reply is that you're right in saying you have no husband, for you've had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. In Jesus' day, women went to the well early in the day so that they would have water for all the things you need water for washing and for food preparation and for other things. But you went to the well early in the morning because it was cooler then, and women would go to the well as a group. That would give them not only the opportunity to gather water, to fetch water for their needs, but also to share fellowship in kind terms, in fellowship. So why is this woman at the well at noon by herself? Some Bible commentaries go on to say, well, because she had something in her past that made her uncomfortable with others, or made others uncomfortable with her. And the fact that our Lord asks her about her husband and she says, "I have no husband," but she has had five husbands, perhaps that is the thing that makes her a bit of an outcast, even among women who are Samaritans and come from her village. Perhaps they do not want to associate with her. Perhaps she does not want to associate with them. In any case, even among her own people, she is an outsider. She is alone. She is apart from anyone who can support her or care for her. Perhaps she is also living alone. We do not know. But Jesus talks to her and offers to her abundant living water. And when she recognizes that perhaps she doesn't know as much as she thought she knew, because the Samaritans worshipped on one mountain and the Jews believed worship should be done in Jerusalem. When she admits that perhaps she doesn't know as much as she thinks she knows, she says, The Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. To which Jesus says to her, I am he, the one who is speaking to you. And even after the disciples came and returned to Jesus, they asked no questions about what Jesus had said or done. And the woman left her jar and went back to her city to tell them what she had experienced. It's good for us to recognize that Jesus breaks boundaries. He smashes social conventions. He says and does things that are unacceptable to those around him. He is ready to reach out to others, even to those who perhaps would normally avoid him because he is a Jew. He is ready to reach out to those who are outcasts even in their own society, like this Samaritan woman. What a wonderful example it is for us nearly 2,000 years later. For there are outcasts in our own society. There are people at the margins. There are people who we are uncomfortable with because of what they have done or what they have said or the way they look or the way they dress or how they believe. We would rather not be around them. We may be very uncomfortable inviting them to our worship. There are a lot of things that show up on the outside that may have nothing to do with the person on the inside, and yet they affect our decision making. I've seen people who have been at cashiers in stores, and sometimes, well, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of tattoos. I'm not. Or piercings. I just would never do that. And I think anytime someone has facial tattoos, you've got to be a very brave or foolish person to do that. But you know what? I've been treated very well by people who just look a little different than me, and perhaps people that make me feel uncomfortable. They're good people. They made different choices. They're in a different place. We probably should not avoid them. We should probably welcome them into our midst. As Jesus was willing to share living water with perhaps an outcast from the Samaritans, we too should be willing to do that, to share what we have with others, to welcome them into our midst, to help them understand the love of Christ. We have so much to give the world. We as Christians have so much to give the world. So much to share. God's Word. God's living presence in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Christ among us. The love of Christ shown to us upon the cross. The hope of Christ through his death and resurrection. Abundant life now and eternal life when God calls us home. We have so much to share. So let us share it. Let us share it with whomever is around us. Sometimes God will put people in our path that we just don't expect. If someone asks how you're doing, tell them how you are doing. But tell them how you are doing with an eye to your faith, not necessarily to your immediate circumstances. If they're afraid, and there are a lot of people afraid right now, share with them that God is with us in this. Christians have been through a lot. We've survived persecutions. We continue to survive persecutions throughout the world. There are countries where people are willing to risk their life to come to worship. We are fortunate that we don't have to risk our life to come to worship. But there is always a danger when we gather together. We never know what the future may immediately portend. But in that future, whatever it is, God is with us. Let us share that with others. We may not exactly know what will happen next, but we do know that Christ is with us. and that the love of Christ is in us, and that we can share that love with others. As we hear this scripture, may it be a blessing to us, recognizing that our mission is a mission to the world, not just to our own congregation. Yes, we should comfort one another and support one another and help one another, but our duty is to bring God's word into the world and to comfort a world that is hurting and to share ourselves with people who need to understand that God loves them and cares for them. Our mission is a continuing one and will continue certainly until Christ comes again. May the woman at the well certainly remind us of all the people that we see and sometimes walk past or ignore. Let us find opportunities to reach out to them wherever they are. And let us share what is best in us, the Spirit of Christ, living water, God's love, hope, and eternal life through Him. Amen.